My boy Bricks and Mortar getting it done. Breeders' Cup Turf last year. Welcome back to Red Brand Radio here on HRRN. Nice enough to be joined now by Bricks and Mortar's trainer. He'll send out Country Grammar in tomorrow's Grade 1 $1 million run. Happy Travers. Of course, it's trainer Chad Brown. Chad, thanks for a few minutes today on Red Brand Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Country Grammar. Talk about him a little bit. How's he coming into this Run Happy Travers? Won that Peter Pan less than 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's back a little bit quick. Thought we'd take a shot this year with everything kind of changing with the schedule. You know, it's not a full field. There's a couple solid horses in there, though, so he'll have to step it up. But, you know, been looking to get him out to a mile and a quarter as well. So we thought we'd take advantage of a good race over the track and just give it a shot.
Yeah, you've mentioned it off air. So is his jockey, Red Ortiz Jr. I think it's worth noting they're a perfect two for two together, both at a mile and an eighth. And this is a horse you guys have always kind of thought would want more ground. And that's maybe a big edge for him come tomorrow.
I think so. You know, it's always a matter of how fast he can run a mile and a quarter, but I know he'll get it and beyond maybe. So we're going to just need a couple of main contenders maybe not to want it. And our horse to step forward again off of Peter Pan and run even better. I think that's really the only scenario that makes us very competitive in here.
When you come into a race like this, and there's a horse that's obviously been deemed by almost everyone as the horse to beat in Tis the Law, do you take that into consideration, or you just kind of worry about your horse and getting Country Grammar ready for the 10 furlongs?
Yeah, I always just focus on my own horses, getting them ready to run in whatever type of race we're pointing towards. But, you know, when you choose to go into the race, you're aware of, you know, who's going in first to see if you fit class-wise. And then as far as the tactics go in the race, we definitely pay attention to who the contenders are. If I said between Tis the Law and Uncle Chuck, I mean, the two main contenders anyway, you know, they both look like they're fast horses and they can carry it. They're very dangerous.
That Peter Pan last time out, Arad made a pretty gutsy move with him, going inside of horses. How to be impressed with a move like that for the simple fact that he really hadn't been asked to do anything like that. And a horse with his running style, more often than not, you see them coming down the center of the track and not hugging the rail.
Yeah. I agree. He's showed before he can run inside of horses and take some dirt, and he wasn't afraid to go in there, and the rail happened to be good that day, so it was a really good spot to be anyway. And you know, the horse, he's lightly raced, but he's gaining some more experience every time he runs, and I'm hoping he's set up for his best race yet.
Training him up here since June. Three works over the training track, all good. Before the Peter Pan, you breezed him on the main. He ran well on the main. This last breeze on August 1st, a week ago tomorrow, before the race, you know, you said it was, you know, back a little quick with the less than 4 weeks. By all accounts, that was a tremendous breeze. A new surface here at Saratoga this year, and it seems to fit him just fine.
Yeah, he seems to really like it up here. And he loves his two turns, so that's another thing. He's getting over the track well, so hopefully we have a couple things going for us with, you know, a good race over the track, and he's been training here every day, and definitely wanting more distance. So, you know, hopefully he can use those advantages, if you will, to sort of close the gap on some of the main contenders. But like I said, if either of those horses run, you know, they're a race or even improve, I mean, either one of them will be very, very tough to beat. We're aware of that.
Very unusual year, obviously, with the Travers being the last stop really on the road to the Kentucky Derby here in New York. Do you think long term, do you say to yourself, well, if he runs 1, 2, 3 tomorrow, I'll think about the Derby and just worry about tomorrow now?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, I mean, just worry about tomorrow is the easy answer, and really the truthful answer. I haven't looked beyond it, but you know, if he was to run really super and be right there in this field, you'd have to think about it, because he hasn't he hasn't raced that much. So, you know, it's a good distance for him, you know. So one race at a time, we'll see. He's got to step forward, and we're optimistic he can. He's on a pattern like he will step forward.
Growing up 15 minutes, I know you hear this every year, growing up 15 minutes from here, all the good you've done up in Saratoga in your career, of course, what would it mean to you to win the Run Happy Travers?
It'd be right at the top of the list. We won some great races. We've been very, very fortunate to win some great races, and with a lot of great horses, some of which will be in the Hall of Fame. But this would be really at the top of the list. It's the race I can remember going to my parents, you know, the track since ever since I had a memory, you know, whatever age that was. And so it's, you know, something we work towards, you know. I know I've worked towards my whole life and my staff. This being really our home track, you know, it'd be a huge moment for us.
And he's really been the kind of horse. You're always very thankful for your staff and your team. You talk about your team a lot. This is a horse that's been at different points of his career, downstate in New York, upstate at Gulfstream. A lot of people have had their hands on this horse, so I'm sure that would mean even more to you with really being a team effort with a horse like Country Grammar.
No, that's a great point. You know, it's just with our large team, we've had you're right, he's been at different venues, and almost every group of team members have worked with this horse, and it would be a tremendous team effort to get this done. So, you know, hopefully we'll have some luck on go our way tomorrow.
Your reigning defending Eclipse Award winning trainer, Chad Brown. Chad, thanks for some time today. I know you're busy. Best of luck in the last year at Saratoga, and best of luck with Country Grammar tomorrow in the Run Happy Travers.
Thanks for having me, Anthony. Take care.